It's Tuesday, October 20th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today: Edge and IoT projects that work, what's the human impact of security, and will the EU build its own cloud? This is the Business of Tech. About a healthy dose of edge computing. Aruba has released a report assessing the implications of the shift in data processing from the cloud to the edge, and reports on six key findings. A growing urgency. 82% of IT decision makers describe their need for an integrated system at the edge as very or somewhat urgent. Their satisfaction here. 96% report already using edge technologies, and they are getting benefits. That said, there's a divide. Those with deployment are reporting insights and value, but the other group are only piloting or planning pilots. APAC is ahead, leading EMEA and the Americas. There's a skills barrier, 93% reporting a lack of skills to unlock the data fully, and security is a concern. 57% are reporting the devices will make their business more vulnerable. Meanwhile, a new report focuses on the use of IoT and edge computing in federal agencies. Quoting the new stack, monitoring and controlling equipment is the most common IoT use case among the 90 U.S. government agencies surveyed. These use cases are similar to the industrial IoT trend, which at its core is about operational technology systems getting connected networks. The second most common use case is access control, which is basically using something like a fingerprint or retina scanner to provide access to a building. Third on the list is tracking physical assets, such as a fleet of cars or equipment, with 31% of the agencies surveyed currently using it. And, like the Aruba report, security is an issue. 36% of respondents reported cybersecurity as challenging. Why do we care? Plenty of opportunity to be mined here at all levels, from big government agencies to small commercial businesses. Bringing skills to bear and bringing expertise in. There's the universal security thread that permeates everything technology lately here too. That said, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. With that much of a skills barrier and security concerns, there is an investment to be made to get that return. Let's talk a bit about the human side of security. Sophos with some new research that looks at the human side of the story. By an almost 3-to-1 measure, IT managers at organizations that have been afflicted by ransomware were more likely to say they felt significantly behind on their understanding of cyber threats compared to organizations unaffected by ransomware. Ransomware inspires an even more urgent need for skilled IT security professionals. 35% of those who were ransomware victims named recruiting and retaining those employees as their number one cybersecurity challenge. Just 19% of organizations who hadn't been hit by ransomware felt the same way. Paradoxically, victimized organizations are likelier to spend more time on after-the-fact response measures, 27% versus 22%, and less time on threat prevention, 42.6% versus 49%. Those impacted are putting more resources into cleanup than prevention. How about the young professionals in the space? Exabeam has their 2020 Cybersecurity Professional Salary, Skills, and Stress Report. 53% of respondents under age 45 said AI and ML threaten their job security. 25% of those over 45 believe the same. 89% of respondents under 45 years old believed emerging technology will improve their jobs. 47% are threatened by its use. More than 8 in 10 have been in the professional for 10 years or less, and more than one-third have been in the cybersecurity industry for 5 years or less. In addition, 33% do not have formal cybersecurity degrees. This is younger than the previous year. Why do we care? It's disheartening at first glance to find out that those hit by ransomware seemingly pull back. You'd hope they'd be a lot more about prevention after an incident. I postulate that the cleanup is so expensive, it's disproportionate. There's some real conflicting data here, too. We need more security professionals, we want to retain them, but they worry about automation taking away their jobs, especially if they're younger. Human capital is the most expensive and valuable. Smart employers will be thinking about how to retain top talent and reassure them that they have a place, or help them transition to the next place in their organization. The EU has pledged to spend over 10 billion euros over the next 7 years to build their own homegrown cloud computing sector to take on AWS, Azure, Microsoft, Google, and Alibaba. Why do we care? Here's your small announcement with big implications. What does it mean for the EU to build their own? A government investment in building a public cloud provider has huge potential. And if it's designed with EU data privacy and security in their offerings, could look very different. Do you care today? No, you don't. Do you care for the implications? Absolutely. As that initiative gears up, will Amazon or Microsoft change their own strategy preemptively? Or will they not? Will US and Chinese companies play in their own portion of the bifurcated or trifurcated internet? Time will tell. Gazinta Mobius, the easiest way for ConnectWise Manage and QuickBooks Online to connect. Keep invoices, expenses, and inventory automatically updated right from Manage to QuickBooks Online, and payments right back into Manage. With simple pricing, set it and forget it auto-sync, Gazinta Mobius delivers with no restrictions on the number of invoices, expenses, and payments, and plays well with others like Connect Booster. Trusted by over 1,000 MSPs, now introducing a free plan, go to gazinta.com/Mobius and tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.